The newest federal and Massachusetts state holiday was celebrated today in Springfield. Juneteenth, which commemorates the end of slavery in America, was observed in front of City Hall with speeches, a mayoral proclamation, 54th Regiment Civil War reenactors, and the raising of a Black Lives Matter flag.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
About 100 people attended the event that was co-hosted by Springfield City Councilors Tracy Whitfield and Justin Hurst, who are both members of the Juneteenth Jubilee Committee.
This has been a long time coming. The fact that Juneteenth is now a federal holiday is long overdue.
June 19th or Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas and announced the Civil War had ended and all enslaved people were free. It became a state holiday in Massachusetts after Governor Charlie Baker last summer signed a COVID-19 relief bill that included a Juneteenth amendment sponsored by State Representative Bud Williams of Springfield.
If there's no George Floyd moment, we're not standing here. If there's no George Floyd moment, it wouldn't pass.
Because June 19th falls on a Saturday this year, the holiday for government workers is Friday. Just this week, Congress passed legislation creating the Juneteenth federal holiday. President Biden signed it Thursday. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal noted the holiday was approved in a rare show of bipartisanship. The Senate vote was unanimous. There were 14 no votes in the House.
So I was happy to cast my vote this week to celebrate this national holiday, but also to point out our work is not done, and the next step in Congress is to embrace the John Lewis Act.
Whitfield, who sponsored the order passed by the City Council and signed by Mayor Dominic Sarno earlier this month to make Juneteenth a municipal holiday in Springfield, said she hopes more people will become aware of what the day signifies.
So it's nothing that's taught in schools. It's not really widely known in a lot of communities. So I'm hoping that if we keep having these celebrations and now that it's a national holiday, people will become more aware of what Juneteenth is about.
The Jubilee Committee has organized a festival that begins Friday night in Blount Park with a vendor fair and a movie night with the screening of Remember the Titans. On Saturday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Court Square, there will be musical performances, free food from Black-owned restaurants, Underground Railroad walking tours, and a COVID-19 vaccination clinic.
I want folks to come out and celebrate with us.
Also on Saturday, the Brethren Community Foundation is holding its annual Juneteenth celebration at the Raymond Jordan Senior Center. Arise for Social Justice will host their 11th annual Juneteenth event Saturday in Barrows Park. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.